What is up, wellness warriors? Welcome to episode 2 of Wellness Weekly, the podcast that comes at you with your weekly dose of wellness. I started this podcast a week ago, first week of 2019, and it really started out as just a 2019 goal for myself. If you guys follow me on Instagram, I started my Hannah Schmitz wellness page about 4 months ago now. And I've been seeing so much support, so much love, and so much good feedback that I felt like there was another platform. And I thought that podcasts were the best way of getting a little bit more connection with you guys, being able to talk to you guys about different wellness topics, rather than just, you know, putting it in my captions or in my live videos or whatever. I thought that this platform would be able to connect even better. So I'm really excited about it. Like I said, it's one of my 2019 goals to come at you every single week for the next 52 weeks with a dose of wellness. So last week was all about the power of starting. And like I said in that episode, sometimes the hardest and biggest obstacle that we encounter is just starting. So if your goal is fitness oriented, you know, sometimes the biggest obstacle is just going and getting that gym membership. So I addressed that in 5 different ways of getting started towards your personal wellness goals. In this week's episode, I want to talk about the power of saying no and the importance of doing things that you want to be doing rather than things you feel you should be doing. So on our wellness journey, once we get past that first obstacle of just starting, we're going to be encountering a lot of obstacles along the way that will either steer us away from our goal or hold us back altogether. And doing things that you want to be doing rather than doing things you feel you should be doing is going to help us get past those obstacles along the way. So I'm super excited to dive into this topic. I think it's going to be great. It's something that's I've learned is very important in my life. So I'm excited to share it with you guys. Let's get started in episode 2. All right, so I want to start off this series by saying, and I should have said this last week, but better late than never, just telling you guys that I'm coming at you guys with these weekly doses of wellness that have impacted my life. So I don't want you guys to think that I'm coming at you saying that I'm an expert on these topics by any means, but I have done a lot of self-reflection and read a lot of books in the last 6 to 8 months that have really impacted my life so greatly and really for the better. And I've seen myself grow so much just in these few short months. And so that's why I'm coming at you with these topics that I have found have been important in my life that I think will also be important in your guys' life. So with that being said, let's get into doing things you want to be doing rather than doing things you should be doing. So like I said, this can be fitness related, this can be relationship oriented, this can be career oriented, this can be about your physical, mental, emotional wellness. Doing things for any of those reasons, any of those different aspects of your life, doing them because you want to be doing them rather than doing them because you feel you should be doing them. So I was actually going to come at you guys with a totally different topic, but I had the pleasure of going to dinner with a couple of great friends last week, And we talked about just growing from college. So we're all recently graduated and kind of transitioning into that adult world and seeing ourselves, seeing how we are changing and growing and how really, you know, we're not interested in the same things, in all of the same things that we were interested in before. We don't enjoy doing all of the same things, or maybe we enjoy doing them a little bit differently or a little bit less than we did in college. So we had a really good conversation about all of this. And then I actually talked to my mom about all of it, and we had a great conversation about it. You know, she said the same thing, like, so many times in her life, and she's not one to have regrets, but there's been things that she's done that, you know, she did because she felt she should be doing rather than she wanted to be doing. And even, you know, even weight loss or fitness oriented, if you're doing it because you feel you should, because somebody told you to, or because, you know, the media told you to look a certain way or to eat a certain amount of food or something, and you're doing it for that reason, you're not going to stick to that plan. You're not going to see progress, continued progress. You know, usually you'll see a backslide. So after those conversations, I felt that that was a really good topic to come at you guys with in episode 2 of Wellness Weekly. So for me, I've seen this. I've seen the power of saying no in literally every aspect of my life since I read about it in Mastering Your Mean Girl. So Melissa Ambrosini talks about this, just about the power of saying no and about doing things that you want to be doing, not stretching yourself too thin, you know, not saying yes to things that you know that you're going to wake up in the morning and say, I could have gone without doing that. So I'm going to go through a few ways that I found the power of saying no helped me. So fitness oriented, absolutely. Working out, eating the foods that you want to be eating, doing that because it feels good, doing that because you want to be doing that, doing it because you like how you feel during, how you feel after, the energy that it gives you, that is going to be so much more powerful than doing it, like I said, because the media told you to, or because somebody said that it looks like you're gaining a few pounds, or because you yourself looked at yourself in the mirror and your mean girl, as Melissa Ambrosini calls her, your mean girl came out and said, I don't really like the way that you look. I think you could lose a few pounds. You know, you really need to cut out carbs, or you really need to go kill yourself in the gym for a week straight for a couple hours at a time. That is not going to stick. You're going to have a serious backslide because you're going to hit a wall, and you're not going to be doing it because you want to be doing it. So quitting is fine. Quitting is easy. Quitting is easier than doing something that you don't even want to be doing. So fitness oriented, I literally, after this summer is whenever I started reading Mastering Your Mean Girl, read about the power of saying no, read about the power of doing what you want to be doing rather than what you feel you should be doing. And this past summer, I enjoyed the heck out of life. I went out to happy hours. We went out on the lake. I ate great food. And the gym was low on my priority list. Totally, totally fine. But we walked to work every day, 30 minutes there, 30 minutes home. So whenever I got to St. Louis and I wanted to get started back exercising and eating healthy, I literally did what I enjoyed doing over the summer, and I continued to walk. And as I continued to walk, I added in a little bit of weights. I added in a little bit more high intensity cardio. And I found that I enjoyed this so much more. And if I missed a day, I was actually sad about it. I didn't look forward to my off days. So that's how deciding what made me feel good, deciding what I wanted to do rather than what I should do, affected me in my fitness and my physical wellness. In my relationships, I found that every one of my relationships that I cared about completely started to flourish because I was nourishing the ones that meant something to me, that I wanted to be in, rather than the ones that I felt I should be in because, you know, we had a long history or because it was convenient or whatever. Rather than stretching myself thin and trying to, you know, be in those relationships that I didn't really want necessarily to be in, I started nourishing the ones that I did want to be in. And that's when I completely saw them start to flourish. Like my family, my boyfriend, my friendships, literally every relationship that I had, even my work relationships, my relationships with you guys, with my wellness warriors, the ones that I care about, those relationships started to flourish. And I, you know, started asking those people to hang out. And honestly, nourishing your relationships might even be saying no to going to dinner or to grabbing a drink or grabbing a few drinks because you're tired and you don't want to, even though it's somebody that you love, you don't want to go out and grab that drink with them because you don't want to seem like you're uninterested in conversation or whatever. Another way is reaching out to those that you care about and nourishing those relationships. If you're doing it on a smaller spectrum, on the people, you know, you're focusing on the people that really mean so much to you, the relationships that you want to nourish, you can take that time to reach out to, you know, that family member that you haven't talked to in the last couple weeks or that friend that lives across the country. So my relationships, absolutely 110% were impacted by this. My career, even doing things that I want to be doing rather than things you should be doing. Whenever I started this wellness journey, I thought that, you know, I had to kind of keep that in my career and accounting completely separate, when in reality, I don't have to do that. So I've been sharing a little bit here, a little bit there, with my work colleagues, and been talking to them about my interest in it, and even, you know, talking to them about going for walks throughout our busier seasons, or, you know, doing like a power stretch throughout the day, something along those lines, to be able to bring wellness into my career. And that's something that I want to be doing. It's not something that, you know, I feel I should be doing or anything like that. And I realize that, you know, not all careers are as flexible or as understanding about going in and saying, this is what I want to be doing. But, you know, if that's not something that you feel you can do, maybe there's a way to, like I did, you know, bring wellness kind of into my career, even if it wasn't necessarily like implemented into my career, but, you know, sharing it with my colleagues and doing things like that. But bringing that in all together, I saw my career also really start to flourish. And then just your mental and emotional wellness, that is really where I saw the greatest impact. You know, every aspect that I've talked about has been impacted by saying no to things that I don't really want to be doing, that don't align with my core values, or I just don't feel good doing it. I feel kind of icky. Like those things that I've kind of started pushing a little bit away from me. Having less of that in my life has made me happier, has made me feel more balanced. I'm not feeling like I'm going in and out of waves of emotions, positive and negative and happy and sad. And I feel like, you know, whenever you have balance in your life, because not every day is a good day. You're gonna have good, you're gonna have bad. But if you have that balance, that can bring you back up from that bad, and it can balance you back down from those, you know, highest of highs. That is your steady state. That is your truth. And that is where you're gonna feel the most well. So saying no for me, and doing what I wanna be doing rather than what I should be doing, that even looked like, you know, drinking a little bit less. You know, for those of you that know me, I definitely never said no to drinks in college, especially if they were given to me. You know, if somebody bought me a drink, I had to drink it. And if they didn't buy me a drink, I'll just go buy my own. So, you know, partying was just a part of my life and nothing wrong with it, but it didn't really align with my core values. I always kind of felt a little off. Like I'd wake up in the morning and feel a little icky, not just from my hangover, which that of course, and you know, really it does affect your well-being, you know, your lack of water, you're dehydrated, you're not feeling well. That's definitely gonna affect your mental and emotional wellness as well as your physical wellness. But yeah, cutting that out, honestly, and just drinking because I want to, you know, drinking as much as I want to rather than as much as I feel I should be, has impacted my life so greatly. I love it. I love going out and having a couple glasses of wine, feeling great and calling it a night. Or I love staying up like we did literally Saturday night, stayed up till about 5 a.m., but had, you know, I don't know, a beer an hour, maybe two towards the end of, you know, or middle of the evening, maybe two an hour. But, you know, regardless, came home and just had fun, just hung out with my friends who I hadn't seen in so long instead of coming home and passing out in my bed. So that's just one example of something that I've felt has impacted me so greatly, you know, just the power of saying no. And I'm sure that I have just hundreds of other stories of what I've started saying no to. And honestly, it's empowering. Like, you will feel a sense of like, hell yes. Like, whenever you say no, the first couple of times, granted, kind of uncomfortable, you know, like saying no to your friend to go out at first, or even saying no to that drink, or, you know, saying no to eating an unhealthy meal and eating a healthy meal instead. Anything like that can be kind of uncomfortable at the beginning, I'll admit. But it gets easier and it gets to that point where you're like, hell yes. Like, my family now, they used to make fun of me so much, you know, eating healthy. And not like make fun, but they'd be like, oh, Hannah's here, we have to have vegetables. Or, you know, oh yeah, sorry, Miss Fitness, you can't eat that. Okay, so they still make fun of me. But it has progressed to a point where now it's like they have vegetables for me before I get there. Or they just know that that's what they're cooking. Or they're coming to me asking me for recipes and they're excited about it and they're participating in my wellness challenge. And, you know, and then, you know, friends, they know that maybe I'm not gonna have, you know, shots of vodka, or maybe I am, but, you know, it's just gonna be one instead of five or whatever. But it's really super empowering. Like, the power of saying no is freaking cool. And really, like, I just challenge you guys in 2019 to learn what feels good to you and to stop doing things that don't feel good to you. So start saying no. I mean, say yes to everything else that you want to be doing, but start saying no to the things that you don't. And I promise you, at the end of it, you're going to be like, hell yeah, go me. All right, that's all I have. Honestly, I could probably talk about this for like hours longer, but I promised myself I would not make these podcasts last too long. So thank you guys for joining me. I can't wait to talk to you guys again next week. Join me again for another weekly dose of wellness. Until then, keep living well.